the roll. Welcome to the Ray Rashby.
Do you not like that?
I am a robot. Welcome to the Altsource podcast.
Humans are dead.
The humans are dead. All right.
Let's hear pirate.
I can't do pirate.
Arr.
You do it.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So this is Altsource podcast, ASP. We are short a couple people again, but
it's really a surprise.
Yeah, really. I mean, like we're finding out who the real like believers in Altsource are at the moment.
I just like to talk about WoW.
I just like to hear myself talk. Really, I mean, that's the best outlet for me.
You go home. That's what you like to do. The editing, isn't it?
Oh fuck yeah!
You sit there and you just listen to yourself.
Yeah, God, I love it.
Someone has an opinion.
Yeah,
edit that out.
I just cut you guys out. Like when I just mute all the other tracks. I just listen to myself. It's pretty great. Anyway, I'm your narcissistic host, Griff. Griffin. Griffin. We've got some
Matt
stellar
here.
Folks. Matt.
Yeah, I said my name, Matt.
Matt, how do I say your last name?
Lake.
Lake. It's not spelled like that.
No, it's not, because it's German. It's all weird spelling.
So Lake. Let's go fishing on the lake today.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or I'd like to pee in her butt.
You really need to say, why are we doing this again? You were drunk and I was just bored.
Whoa. I think I
heard
that's probably going to get edited out, actually.
No, you're not going to edit that one out.
That's a little weird. And you are.
Oh, hey, yeah. I'm Keys.
Good.
Yep, that's all I got.
So these intros are really, like, lame. I mean, usually, this one was great today, but I'd like to add something else in here in the future. And like I was telling you, I had an idea of what it was supposed to be, but I forgot. But yeah, the introduction would have something. I think what it was, we'd, like, make up sponsors. We'd, like, create sponsors that would host, or that would, like, sponsor us.
Give me a hat condoms.
Yes, or whatever you got, really. You'd be like Stormwind Brie, something you love.
How about some like really bad junk food?
Yeah, well, yeah, like Cheez-Its. Today will be brought to you by Cheez-Its, as that's what we have on hand at the moment.
I know a terrible sponsor.
Delicious.
That would be Jimmy John's as well.
It was good.
And go to Best Place Ever. It's a good place for movies. Yeah, so usual thing. We'll be doing... what you've been playing this week. We're in a kind of a crowded studio today, so there's kind of a lot of noise that's going to be going on in the background, maybe. Plus, Mike is ridiculously gassy. And I think a plane just is, like, landing in the building right now.
I always think a plane's going to crash into mine somewhere. I'm just like, oh, God.
And in the future, what I'd like to do is have, like, a five-minute block, or maybe less than 5 minutes, we'll see how it goes, where someone just gets an open mic and gets to just talk about whatever they want to talk about, i.e. ranting for 5 minutes without interruption.
Don't we do enough of that anyways sometimes?
Well, I mean, this will be literally uninterrupted, so if I want to talk about how much I hate Rock Band or something like that, nobody can... say otherwise, or if you want to talk about how great Final Fantasy IX is, and Mike and I won't jump down your throat.
It's a good
I'll take
game.
That opportunity right now just to say that it does suck. And
it does not suck at all.
So I think this would be kind of a fun new thing that we could do and just kind of let somebody go off on this, on whatever they want to talk about every week.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah. Maybe not this week, since it's busy and be weird. I'm not going to look at you, Mike. I know you're doing something inappropriate.
It makes noise.
Then we'll be doing a discussion, and we're not going to have a part two of discussion this
inappropriateness.
Week.
Inappropriateness.
It'll just be part one, which will be recounting stories of our favorite voice actors, actresses, or games that have, my God, stop. Have really memorable voice acting.
Or erotic behavior.
This is great. I can't look at you. Anyway.
Better.
Okay, you got that out of your system? Yeah. It's like every week, you just got to do it, I know.
Yeah.
Andrew's not game anymore.
Sad.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
All right. Well, do we want to do what you've been playing now?
I'll go last.
You're going to go last?
Yeah, I'll go last.
Whoa, all right.
I always go first or second.
Okay. I went first last week.
I went second.
Does that mean I get to go first?
You get to go first.
All right.
Do what you want.
I've been playing one game.
What game is that? Peggle.
Pac-Man?
Zoop.
Zoop.
Best game ever. NES.
Cell phone solitaire.
Super NES, if you haven't played Zoop.
Final Fantasy VII snowboarding on your cell phone.
Pick it up.
Yeah.
It's good.
Is it like Number Cruncher? Or
no, it's like Zoop. I don't know.
Zoop.
Nothing else is really like it.
Snood?
It's kind of like a version. It's like a block game kind of thing like that, but not the same thing.
Okay.
But it's intense.
Sim Farm.
I love that shit. Back in the day. Anyway, I've been playing World of Warcraft, as usual. With the expansion coming out last week, it's been pretty fun. Actually just hit 80 this morning. So
this morning?
This morning.
After I talked to you?
After you talked to me. I hit it at 11:03 a.m.
How did that make you feel?
Relieved in a way.
Really?
I'm not a big... I don't really enjoy leveling as much as I do the other stuff in the game.
Hmm.
So it's like, as much as I enjoyed the leveling process this time around, mm-hmm. because it had been a while since I did any real serious leveling,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad to kind of have it over with and be at 80 and be able to do more so what I like to do in the game. But the leveling made it was actually really easy to do, in a sense of not easy as in quick to level, because I put the hours in during it, but the quests were so much more enjoyable than... God damn it, Griff.
How do you like it now?
What'd you even do?
He motivated the microphone.
Oh, wow.
The quests are so much more enjoyable going to 70 to 80. Not so much at the beginning. They kind of, you know, fool with you, and you're doing a lot of the same things you did leveling, you know, pre-Lich King.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get into it, you get into the 74, 75, and beyond instances, you really get a lot of really cool instances, quests. The quests focus... Unique ones really focus a lot on, like, vehicle-based mechanics, I guess.
Hmm.
In some way or another, they treat several different objects in the game as a vehicle. It can be a mammoth, the crocodile, any animal,
mm-hmm.
any, like, ship or giant or things like that. And basically, like, when you board this vehicle, you get basically, like, a new toolbar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a new fresh interface where you only can see, like, that toolbar. And, like, you have certain commands you can do and things like that. And, like, each one's pretty unique and a lot of fun in that sense. And there's obviously flying ones, not flying ones.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be times when it's, like, someone else is controlling the vehicle and you're, like, a gunner or something like that. So,
whoa.
That get annoying, though. Have you met bad drivers? Or
no, most of them are. It's NPC driving.
Okay.
So
oh,
they're set
NPC.
To,
okay.
They're set to follow a path.
Okay, so it's like the bombing, sort of.
Yeah, but it's... It's a lot of fun, and they throw in, like, a lot of different things. It's not just like, oh, now you're just killing and collecting stuff.
Showing off the guns, Matt. Wow.
Yeah, really. Rolling the sleeves up. Watch out. Those
in
are
my
hand cannons.
My pack of cigarettes to put in my sleeve.
Those are hand cannons. He's registered to use them.
Hand cannons.
But they do a good job of not just making it be like, oh, now you're riding in a vehicle, and now go kill a bunch of stuff. They'll do different ones. Like, one that's particularly stuck out in my mind is there's one where I'm on a griffin, and, like, the griffin, like, doesn't actually have any special abilities, and, like, what you have to do is this, there's Scourge attacking this town,
uh-huh.
and you have to, like, swoop down and pick up, like, peasants that are, like, running away, and then, like, fly them back to an outpost, so, like, that, like, they change it up, and they make it a little more fun doing,
the
grind.
You drop peasants?
You can, actually.
Oh.
Do they die from it, or do they just, like,
no.
reset?
It's a spawn, though.
Are there any Murloc vehicle quests?
Not that I've run into right now.
Gigantic
Although I
robot Murloc mech fight?
I am honored with the faction of advanced Murlocs.
Ah. So,
funny.
Is that was the new one, right?
Yeah.
So you decided to go with them?
Well, actually, I did the other tribe first, unknowingly.
Hmm.
But they made it really easy to switch. So okay. I went ahead and switched back to the Murlocs because they're
who wouldn't
Murlocs.
Really?
That's terrible.
I'm so confused. What are Murlocs exactly?
They're like fish people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
I am Murloc.
They're kind of Warcraft 3, so yeah, I
they're like
they
really
are.
Shiny, bipedal, like frogs.
Yeah.
Got kind
yeah.
of bulgy eyes and.
Oh, I know you're. Yeah, I definitely know.
And they're literally in every zone in the World of Warcraft. They're like yeah. all over. They're really cool.
Yeah.
But also kind of annoying. But yeah. really cool for the most part.
They're funny.
Yeah.
They
but
make
no,
a funny noise.
I also ran. So, questing was actually a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be, especially because I'm not a person that really enjoys the whole process. For me, I really did enjoy it too.
Good.
So.
Did you. Was there a quest helper or anything like that, or did you use spreadsheets or
no.
a leveling guide?
I used quest helper. I know there's some people that aren't using it, but I'm not a particular one that, I mean.
So quest helper is updated to have yeah. all the new quests on it.
They got most of the information from beta, so they went ahead and updated it. So the dailies are a lot more fun, too. You have a lot of more bombing dailies and things like that.
Oh, cool.
Instances, I've only ran a couple, but the ones I've ran have been really fun also. I mean, again, it's just learning the boss fights, but just like aesthetically, everything is looking nicer and there's new fights and things
have
like
you
that.
Fought Arthas?
No. Have you fought Arthas?
I was so confused of what you said. I thought I
said.
Heard you drop the F-bomb and I was like, what did he just say?
Nope.
No, I haven't. No, haven't done any real
dragons?
Serious stuff like that.
The icy dragon thing?
I haven't. No, we haven't gotten into that yet. A lot of that content's still being released.
Yeah.
The first patch, I think, is coming out mid-December.
I think that's what you said, yeah.
So, but I also have just started doing the new battlegrounds and the destructible siege weapons and all that stuff. And I've only done each one once, but I think it has, like, a really good potential to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it is, it's like, players can obviously like make and control siege weapons if they want. The two I saw, I control.
They can make them?
Well, you, excuse me. What they you do is like in the battleground, you like go to like a little dwarf person. They're like, oh, make me this. And then you can make it and like drive it around. The only one I've driven around is the catapult, which has like two functions. You can like shoot catapults like really far away, like buildings and like. Help break down the city walls that you have to go into in one of these battlegrounds.
Cool.
And they also have like a flame breath that shoots flame out right in front of them, kind of more as to like help when like actual players are around you attacking you. So it's kind of fun like that.
Neat.
But the destructible buildings are really a lot of fun. Like Wintergrasp, what it is basically there's a big city like you have to get to and you have certain outposts like outside the city that you can get your vehicles and things like that and assault the city. And you don't necessarily have to break down the walls to get in, but you have to break the walls down to get your vehicles in.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fun just, like, blowing things up and causing chaos.
Oh, fuck up.
Yeah. What other vehicles are there besides the catapult?
the only other one I saw, I didn't get to drive it, so I'm not really sure, like, what it can all do. Because you can't really tell until, you know, you see all the functions. But, I think it has like a ramming function, and I know
a butt ram function.
Yeah, like it's like a battering ram kind of.
Okay.
And there, I know also it can carry people like inside of it, so that's kind of cool.
Cool.
Like so, what that I guess can kind of be used tactically is like have your catapults like shoot
like
the walls down, and then like have that thing go in and like ram it in, and then like people are hidden inside there so they can't be attacked. And then they have them all jump out.
Okay, like the Trojan.
It's like a transport, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
It's like the Rhino, Mike Gardner.
And there's also like cool defensive posts you can do, like little turrets and things like that that you can use to shoot. Like if you're playing defense,
yeah,
you can like jump on turrets, and you have your own siege weapons also.
Lake Wintergrasp, you said, is the outdoor.
That is the outdoor
one, right?
One, yeah.
So anybody can kind of just jump in and out of there, right?
Yeah, essentially. You cannot fly over it, so
okay.
That's one thing. Like, you could fly into it, but after, I think, 10 seconds, they automatically dismount you.
I see.
And you parachute down.
Oh, cool.
So you can do that, but you can just take a port. And then there's an actual battleground called Strands of the Ancients.
I think.
Something like that.
That one's a little different. That one is like one group is landing at the beach, and then they're the attacking team and trying to get up to a certain point. I played that one very little and was very confused, so, but also has siege weapons and basically gates you have to break through. So that's pretty fun.
Cool.
It's good stuff. What else? I don't know. Glad to hit 80 so I can start doing what I want to do.
Did you get some achievements and shit on the way?
Yeah. I mean, you get your like level 80 achievements. You get achievements for exploring, and like there's certain quest chains that render achievements as well. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Because, there's cutscenes now too in the game.
Whoa.
Like, you'll finish like a really long quest chain that'll be like 20 to 30 quests long, and then like they'll develop more of the story. So it's really cool.
That is cool.
Cutscenes are really, really cool. I won't spoil it for anyone, but.
Fair enough, yeah.
It's funny watching a horde get pwned in a cutscene. I was like, haha.
That's sad.
I don't know. Other than that. Ah, my knee.
Oh, there's the knee again. All these tables.
Glad to be 80. But I've been playing.
So you did the Battlegrounds. You did that stuff. Have you seen any more fantastic? Have you seen any motorcycles yet? Have you bought a motorcycle yet?
No, that's engineering, I believe.
But anybody can ride it.
Yeah. I have not. The profession training is something that takes some time.
Okay.
People having to figure out where to get the materials and things like that. So
really? Because I would imagine there'd be people on day one getting their train or getting.
I'm sure there's people that
already
have maxed it and things like that. But for the mass majority of people, like some people probably just did it for the achievement and then that was it.
Well, also, isn't there? I know back pre BC, there would be like items that would drop in Molten Core that you would use to construct like epic weapons.
Yeah.
So I would imagine there's things like that that you can't really acquire until you're a level 80.
Yeah.
Like there's mats that you can't. So that's going to decrease the possibility of getting sweet new things even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the areas are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzly Hills and Howling Fjord are really cool. They're both like really kind of like winter pine mountainous areas. I really liked them. Good music, too, all around.
Yeah, it's available on iTunes for download. You can pay like $9 for the soundtrack.
Oh.
Anything from Blizzard now, actually. You can get StarCraft music, Warcraft, the PC strategy game, and then all the different patches for WoW. It was just kind of neat. It was on. I was looking at StarCraft 2 stuff yesterday or the day before, and it was on their site. Kind of cool.
Cool. Oh, also, Ice Crown was really cool. That's kind of where the whole skirt. That's where like Arthas eventually will be when they put him in, and
when they put him in
when he arrives,
and where like a big thing of the Scourge is. That's a really cool area because it's like
don't break the mythos.
I really liked. Is the way they develop certain areas, like you can't just like run around and get all the flight points. There'll be certain quest chains you have to do, and then like that will change an area for your UI. So it's like for example, for me, there was this area that was overrun by the Scourge, and then like with the help of like other like NPC Death Knights and other Alliance members, like I like help kill like the guy in there and the guards in there. And then like at the end of that quest chain, it's now like an Alliance run area for like the rest of the game. And I've picked up like a flight point after that and like a bunch of quests. So
cool.
And it's like certain things won't become available to you unless you do that quest chain. Because like I wouldn't have had that faction open up to me until after that and like not been able to buy things from their quartermaster and things like that. So it's really cool. I like how they did that and implemented that.
I recall that's what Blizzard was hinting at and saying that's what they want to have incorporated in their next MMO is how you need to change the environment to interact with it and it stays that way for multiple like it's not just like a one time quest thing. It's like you actually change the environment and other people see it too.
Yeah.
So I guess they haven't gotten that far yet, but still, that's really neat.
It is really cool. Because I was really confused when I was, like questing around there. Because I think how they do it is, like, it's not changed on my screen yet, but obviously for other people it is if they've reached that point.
Yeah.
Because I would be killing things around there for the first time, and, like, I would see, like, other Alliance members and stuff drop down, like, right next to, like, monsters and NPCs and, like, not be attacked. And I was like, why aren't they being attacked? because I was like, you know, I didn't know. And then like once it, you know, I got the area to be Alliance, I was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah. I was going to ask how that, if you were like in a party with somebody else that didn't have the area unlocked and you did, that'd be kind of weird.
I think what it does is probably, it's something with probably like a file in your computer. So it's like on yours, it's like this.
Oh,
but
yeah.
On theirs, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure if, even if they were in a party with me, oh, I don't know. I bet they couldn't see them. That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
That's another cool change.
Yeah, totally. That sounds really cool.
And the Alliance has an airship now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Really?
Too bad it just circles around Ice Crown and like.
Can you ride it?
Yeah. It's like a huge airship. It's like, has like a bunch of quest givers and stuff on it. So. But it's kind of cool. And I was glad to be flying again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you got your wings dethawed?
My wings dethawed, yeah.
Nice.
There's some, the later level areas, you need a flyer.
So is it true that you just make enough money and stuff during questing that it's no real big deal?
Yeah. You make it. Well, yes and no, I guess. It depends. If you were a level 70 that had good gear and then go into Northern, yeah, by all means, because you'll be selling almost all the
really
gear you're getting.
Huh.
Until probably 77, 78, at least for me, but I was in tier 5-ish gear. So, but I know Chuck, my friend, he's still making a good amount of money, but not nearly as much as I made.
Right.
I made roughly, I think, like 3,000 or 4,000 gold going from 70 to 80, and that wasn't even from farming or selling things or anything like that. That was pretty much just vendoring whatever I got and quest rewards.
I see.
So, you do get a lot of money. That's what I've been playing. Wow, all the time. Now it's time for scale it down again.
What? Really?
I just wanted to hit 80, and now it's like I can kind of just play it more casually as I like to.
How did that stack up with people in your guild? Were you one of the first? Or
I was the third to hit 80 in our guild. So
nice.
I hit it a lot earlier than I thought I was going to. I was figuring I wouldn't hit it till probably like right at the end of November, but...
How is Yates doing?
He doesn't have as much playtime for me, especially because I had just finished a bunch of tests and have had a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm.
So most people in our guild are 75-ish right now. So, but they don't really, I mean, increase the amount it takes to level at all. Average, well, anywhere, depending on like how efficient I was while leveling, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours per level. Depending on like if I was doing a bunch of group quests and then doing all those and bringing it back, or if I was just following one continuous chain where it was, you know, that's a little more inefficient where you're like, do one quest, turn it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you like to do those ones because they usually give you something special. Like your mom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So. What have you been playing, Griffin? Griffin?
My crime dog.
I wrote down little. Oh, I haven't accepted your thing.
You bastard!
Guys, I hate you. I wrote down Little Big Planet, but I honestly don't remember. Oh yeah, where am I? Have you finished the main story of it?
I have not. No.
Okay. I'm in like the Eastern Asia world now.
Oh, that's where I think I left off.
Which is pretty cool. There's a really cool flying. Like you pilot this giant Zeppelin, and I really like that level. It was really cool, and there's a really fun boss at the end of the level, which is really neat.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't done that yet.
And I don't know if I have to do another level before. Oh no, I'm in South Asia now, so I went to the India level, which is really, really cool. Oh yeah, it is so cool. Just the different things you do for platforming and stuff have, I don't know, there's just such a different feeling for everyone you go to. Like, the Eastern Asia one had a lot of, like, really minute jumps you have to make, or really, you'd have to really, like, think differently from normal platforming.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't go and, like, try and, like, for one instance, there's, like, a bunch of boards that were, like, laid on end.
I saw
and
those.
You run across it instead of trying to jump across it, because if you ever jump, you immediately fall. Or there are some other occasions where you just kind of had to do things differently than you would imagine doing them normally. And the India level has just, like, it has got it's got to be the best aesthetics of a level yet. Like, it is so cool. Just the way everything, all the stuff that's going on in the background and all the bodies and stuff and, like, all the arms of the gods that, like, move and they, like, bend and dip and carry you around the level just through these machines. They're, like, they're machines, but they're in the shape of people. So I really like that one a lot. Good music, too.
Ooh.
I haven't touched my level yet since we talked last. Then I played the Mirror's Edge demo more, which, yeah, I talked to Matt about. If you turn the runner vision off and you turn the reticle off, I think it totally changes the game and becomes even more enjoyable.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that happening. Have either of you picked it up yet?
No, I have not.
I wanted to rent it, but nobody has it in to rent even.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So,
dang.
Kind of annoying.
I'm trying to figure out, because I'm trying to figure out if I actually ended up purchasing Disgaea 3 or not, because I bought it and then immediately I was like, I got a message from Gamefly that said, like, thank you for returning Disgaea 3. So I'm confused
check
now.
Check your, like, credit card.
I don't know. I have to check my account. Credit card and see if I actually got billed for it. But that in its place, I got Ninja Gaiden 2 in the mail. And I was playing through that yesterday.
Pretty hard?
You played Ninja Gaiden 1, Matt. Mike. Or Mike.
And Keys, yeah. I hate Matt. That game.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard.
I played, like, the first level or two in the first one.
Two is... I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it. I played through the first boss and got to the second boss, and now I'm stuck. I can't beat him. I don't know what to do.
That's what happened to me in the original Ninja Gaiden. I was like, it was really fun, and then, like, I reached this point, and I tried it.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Several times.
Kind of different that you'd have a new age game be tougher than the older version, kind of.
Well, this game's supposed to be easier than one. Oh, you mean...
Like,
you
as
mean,
compared to Ninja Gaiden on the NES, like, right. That was pretty difficult, but you could still get pretty far in it, whereas Ninja Gaiden, it's like, seems a lot harder.
Yeah. This game is really hard. I like the combat in it. It's really cool. It's really fun. It's really, like, satisfying. I imagine it's, like, why you guys like games that are ridiculous, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Devil May Cry?
Tecmo. Yeah, it reminds me of Devil May Cry, but not made for, like, 14-year-olds. Made for 15-year-olds, in fact.
So?
No.
Big jump.
I like it more so than Devil May Cry, even though it has that same feeling of, like, hack and slash look sweet. But I think that, that Ninja Gaiden 2 does it better than that. Mainly because there's a lot more depth to it, I think. There's a lot of... Obviously, there's a lot of depth because I'm stuck and I can't beat the boss. And I feel like there's a lot more to the combat that I just don't, I'm not good at. And the different weapons you can choose are really fun. The one thing I regret is I just wish there could be an area with, like, endless enemies that I could fight and have fun and kill things. But there's not.
It just won't work for them, I guess. I don't know.
What's that?
Just more work for the developers or whatever. Yeah. It's like, we're not going to do that.
I think the game aesthetically, though, looks terrible. It's in that disgusting Tecmo style that...
I know what you're talking about.
You know, like,
it's
DOA
style. It's the same the first one was?
Basically. Yeah. Like, everybody, it's like the art team has never seen a real human being before, and, like, the only thing they've ever seen is anime, so everyone's ridiculously smooth and has really small features, except for breasts.
Of course.
And muscles.
Yeah, everybody has really, well, I mean, seeing Gears of War 2 is, you know,
pretty ridiculous.
It's the extreme end of the spectrum, and you're like, oh, I guess Ninja Gaiden people don't look too bad, but, yeah, it's ridiculous. The characters in it just look so nonsensical, so silly.
Movie star?
They just look so flat, like, they look so, there's no real depth to the character, it just seems... I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to return that because I don't really like getting my ass kicked over and over and over again.
What's your next game?
I don't know. Hopefully Force Unleashed will come.
Mm.
Or Far Cry 2. I'd be happy with either of those. Then Gears of War. I finished that. We got to the, like, parking garage or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you left me.
Yeah,
I had to beat
go
the
somewhere.
Rest of it. No, you didn't.
Yeah, a friend called me up. He's like, hey, you want to hang out? So I was like, yeah.
No, you quit earlier than that, too. You're like, you suck. I'm like,
we tied, like, what, six times on the same part?
Whatever.
We shouldn't have.
I did it fine myself.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Don't have me to...
Should I leave? Are you two fighting? Should I solve
just,
this?
Like, step in.
Let's bitch slap him. Get over with. So.
I can't really remember much after the garage fight. Like, what happened?
We're after the Reaper. Because
that's you get like the hammer of dawn the first time, right? You're like, oh
yeah. You go back underground and you have that boom. What's it? That
boomkin?
No, the I know what you're talking about.
Is that the boomkin? No. It's a really dumb name, and when Phoenix yells it out really loud, it's really funny. Brumac,
yeah.
It's Brumac.
Well, that's the last part of the game. Like, there has to be something bridging that. I just can't remember what it is.
Yeah, you probably, like... Oh, the one of the cities was destroyed, like, the one your last stand, and it, like, collapsed.
Oh.
You go through, and you're, like, in that elevator, and you're burning buildings, and you find the Brumac, and you hop on it.
I vaguely remember that.
Well, yeah, and then you Brumac, and then you have the lame...
Yeah, I was.
...boss
and,
ending, so...
Was
that really easy, that final part?
Oh my gosh, that was a joke.
There was no point in doing
the
that.
The Brumac, I think you described it well, comparing it to the Metal Gear Rex section, but in no way was it as satisfying as the Metal Gear Rex section, because all you had was, like, shoot, and then shoot ridiculously oversized missiles.
Yeah, where in Metal Gear you could, like, melee, couldn't
you? Yeah, you had, like, you had quick time melee attacks, you had a boss, you had, like, another thing to fight... everybody knows, I guess. You had another Metal Gear to fight in the end of it, and tons of little enemies to destroy with different options. And
yeah, that was an awesome fight.
It was. It was great. And the Brumac was really in that spirit, but it was really lacking. It just seemed really, like...
Easy?
It was really easy, which I think a lot of people are going to enjoy, because it's really satisfying if you play the game hard and... If you were to play it hard, I would imagine you'd get to that point and you're like, oh, this feels good to be kind of overpowered. And then hearing people gush about the end portion, the end vehicle final boss fight oh my gosh, so pathetic. Like,
yeah.
It was terrible. I don't even know. Like, I won't say it because I know people actually care about that. And Phil might actually listen to this podcast or Mike Gartner too. And, may hear it, but it
I think
was,
they knew about the Brumac, but oh well. Didn't Phil watch you?
Well, yeah, and the stupidest thing was, I remember, like, after Gears of War 1 came out, I remember there being clips of like, 2 saying, oh, you're going to ride the Brumac. You're going to pilot the Brumac. Like, I remember this being said many times.
Yeah, there was, like, a demo of the game that somebody was playing, and at the end, you find a Brumac. Oh, we're gonna ride this thing!
Yeah,
and then it cuts away.
It cut away right before that.
I remember that.
And it was like, well, why is this surprising? And
some people don't know about that, though.
I don't know. It was ridiculous. Well, and the last thing was so pathetic. It was like, hold the trigger button and point at the gigantic, you know, amorphous mutating giant boss thing, and
it dies.
Terrible Metal Gear-esque ending with like the cliffhanger. At the end of the credits, so pathetic. Oh,
you can see that coming though. But,
yeah, not good.
So, Gears of War 2, best game ever?
No, but not a bad game. Like,
best
I enjoyed it
game.
Actually. No,
so, I think for me, it's the best game I've ever played.
Really?
What is the best one for you?
Metal Gear 4. You have people that look like people.
Yeah.
You don't have cartoons. When you see Marcus Fenix, you're like, man, he just looks like...
Realism? Metal Gear wins, but best looking, like graphics and backgrounds
okay, fair
and
enough.
Environments.
Suikoden 2.
Best
Second
looking.
Dude. Yeah, man. I can't tear my eyes away from
I like
the sprites.
Steampunk Final Fantasy.
Gengen is like the most accurately drawn creature I've ever seen. But yeah, Gears of War 2. It was good. I would consider playing it again.
I'll play it maybe one more time, then I'm done with it forever.
And
it was the best game ever.
I like Gears of War more for some reason.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Valkyria Chronicles, which for some reason I called it Valkyrie Profile last year, or last podcast.
Oh, did I mention Valkyrie Profile to you?
No, but I know of the series.
I have that game. I haven't really touched it.
But I called it that, and I've been playing Valkyria Chronicles, which is amazing. It is so good. Yeah, it's really good. I think it helps coming from Fallout 3, which is a very westernized RPG, and going into a very classic Japanese RPG that does a lot of things differently from Japanese RPGs at the same time. Okay, first of all, the art is incredible. It is phenomenal. The music is very reminiscent of Tactics music, which is, you know, that helps. And then the reason why we're talking about voice acting this week is because of this game. I think that this game has such enjoyable voice acting in it, mainly because there's you can recruit, you know, 20, 30 plus 40 characters to your army, and each one is individually voiced, oftentimes by very famous voice actors, voice actresses. It's really cool. They all have personalities. They all have like special powers that relate to their personalities. And if you play, so I've been playing certain characters in my battles more than other characters, and it'll unlock information about them. And it's really interesting. It's really fun. The downside of the game is it does fall prey to some JRPG trappings. You run into a adorable winged pig that becomes your little mascot, and you have to suffer through that little bit of dialogue. And you have very classic enemy types, like you've got the barbarian, bearded, dark-haired, like, you know, mongrel warrior guy, yeah. And then you've got the fair female character, and then you've got the very stuffy old man general guy, and then, you know, it lacks in a little creativity on that side, but the voice acting makes up for it, and the story makes up for it entirely. The game is so good, and the depth of playing the combat, I'm so surprised. Enemies will notice you. Like, you can sneak around, you can be sneaky and take people by surprise, and it'll actually affect things in combat. It's really fun too when you play a battle. Like, when I played a battle and I would play the battle out, and then having played it, I'm like, oh, I should have done this completely differently, because then I could have done the battle in half the time. And you can see like these mistakes that you make, and like in the hindsight you're like, man, if I could do this again, I would do it this way. But you can't. I guess you could reset, but it's great. We'll talk more about the voice actors in the discussion section. But yeah, Valkyria Chronicles is probably the best RPG for PlayStation 3 at the moment. Yes.
I will play it when I get over my WoW.
When you're done WoW binging.
WoW binging.
Yeah. It's got a lot of the demo online really didn't do it justice either, because there's a lot of depth. Like, you can upgrade all your weapons and increase your character's experience, and when you increase their experience, they'll learn different skills, and oh, I don't know, man. I'm loving it.
Good.
Really good.
I'd always thought it looked good, like it was going to be good. I'm glad to hear that it's.
I think it's going to be one of those
lesser known,
but extremely good games. Like, it'll fall into that diamond in the rough category, that Suikoden realm of like a game that everybody should play, but nobody has. It's going to get lost in the mix of the fall season.
You should play Suikoden, Matt. So good.
I will eventually. I have a ton of games to play.
Yeah, really?
I don't lie.
It's not on Xbox, so he doesn't want to play it.
Oh.
I'll play PlayStation.
Whatever.
You and your crazy YX AB.
Didn't you get into gaming through Xbox? No. Shh. What am I thinking?
No. PlayStation.
Yeah, gaming through Nintendo originally, but hey, okay.
But yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Hi, Matt.
Recently, I just played the Left 4 Dead demo on 360.
Oh, sweet.
And, of course, you have to play single player, and you play with three other bots.
Oh, so and no co-op?
I don't think so. They have an option where, like, you can go online, like, go on Xbox Live and play, but, like, that didn't work, or it's
Maybe they don't have the server set up or something.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it. Or
maybe it's the demo and they don't want people playing online on the demo
anymore. That's maybe it's just put there. I don't know. But I played that and it has two levels. First off, you start off on like this rooftop of like apartment buildings and you kind of make your way down through like the apartments and through the rooms and on the street. And then you go to a subway, which is the second level.
Okay.
And the AI is actually very well done in the game.
I've heard.
They'll use like, you get things called painkillers, which will like heal you to a certain point and then you'll slowly go back to down to how your original health was. So if like you have 50 health, you take painkillers, you'll get up to like 75, but then it'll slowly go back down to 50. But they use their health items sparingly. They'll use them when they need them. They don't waste supplies or anything, which is really nice. They'll heal you, get zombies off of you and everything. Some of the best AI I've ever had.
Did you get to play the zombies in the demo?
I don't think so. I think you just play the regular campaign as the humans. Play as anybody. I'm not sure if there's any strengths or weaknesses.
There's not.
It doesn't seem like there are, but
it depends on which guns you pick up. So, like, which guns will it will designate you as what type of character you are. It's not like if you're Zoe, you'll be like fast and quick girl.
Yeah,
or if
that's
you're
what I'm kind of glad I didn't do because I kind of hate that.
Francis, you're like the heavy hitter dude or something like that. No, it's even across the board.
I gotta say, it's not scary or anything to me. I wasn't scared, but I was like. You know, there's little surprising events where, like, you're just going through killing. There's little pockets of zombies, you know, like three or four over here. And then all of a sudden they get 50 that rush you. And you're just like, crap. And then, you know, you're just getting swarmed.
I hear it's a very strenuous game. Like, it's very white-knuckled playing.
Oh, yeah. Because it's, like, the director. This thing called, like, the director, I think. It'll change the game up as how you're playing it. So if you're, like, you're just mowing right through it, it'll like throw like a curveball at you and to throw a bunch of zombies or take some items away and make it, or if you're having trouble, it'll give you more ammo and maybe less zombie rushes and stuff, which I don't know if you see a whole lot of that in the demo, but like if you were to play the whole game throughout, I bet that'd be really fun to play. And basically I kind of watched this video of on 1UP them talking about it, and they were saying like you basically cannot form a strategy because the director will screw it up.
Really?
Yeah, because they said like they had like a plan set out and they were going to do something, but the director just ruined it.
Huh.
Which kind of is
I don't remember them saying
pro and con, but like it's just utter chaos and you just don't know what to do and you just got to kind of run over and you know of course you got to use teamwork because if you run off by yourself you're going to die.
Right. That was the premise of the game originally.
Yeah. Which I wouldn't mind playing it with somebody else. I think that'd be pretty fun. But I could see how it's going to get really boring, though. I mean, it's just...
Really?
I think after a couple, like, three or four levels,
I think it has
boring.
Longevity, much like Team Fort 2. Like, it's in that same styling of that. What's that?
I think they switched the levels around each.
Well, there's dynamic changes to the level, so they'll look differently each time you play it. And stuff will be in different places every time you play it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and if you think about it, like, can you imagine playing online with different people every time on your team?
That would be really cool.
With playing against people who are zombies as well?
If you were playing against people that were zombies, I would be a zombie.
See, when
I
listen to
go to a human side.
Yeah, when I listen to the GFW, the LAN party, it's their new name, they're talking about how it's when you have a good team of zombie players, you cannot win as, like, people players because the strategy that you can use with the zombies totally outplay the strategy of humans.
You have a thing called like a boomer that vomits on you.
Yep.
And that swarms all the zombies to your location.
Exactly.
And what 1UP guys said they did is they had a boomer who vomited on somebody.
Distracting.
Distracted the whole entire party. They went off and then
smoker.
A guy who's a smoker, which you can use like a tongue or a tentacle.
Yep.
He grabbed the last person running and dragged him in and killed him.
Mauled him.
And then mauled him. Well, the other two didn't know that happened.
Another guy went back to save the guy who got pulled by the smoker. He left and went after the smoker that was hitting the guy. And then somebody was playing a hunter and jumped on the guy to get him. And then the boomer and the pack of zombies finished off the other two people. Yeah.
So you could do a lot of
stuff. So like
with
the key, awesome. The key is just like separating the group, and that's where the humans, you know, excel when they're playing as a group, and the zombies need to.
I can.
But the zombies die in like a shot or two.
I can see that being a lot of fun if, you know, I think it has a potential, if that happens, a lot of people want to go to the zombie side.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be a lot of fun if you had, like, four of your friends and, like, actually, like, you could have a lot of fun with that. That'd be awesome.
I don't know if I would buy it.
It is $60.
Yeah, that's, I don't
is
think
it
I'd
360 connect. Only?
No, it's PC and 360.
Yeah, no, PS3. But, I wouldn't mind, like, renting
PC
it.
PC will probably, I mean, PC will get patches because it's Valve, right?
I don't know.
It's Valve.
It is Valve.
It's the, you know, the same people that do Team Fortress. So it will be patched for free. But on 360, you may have to pay for it.
Maybe I'll get that for PC.
Sure. I'd probably have to get it for 360.
But really?
Yeah, my laptop's not good enough to play it. Yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing that with somebody. That'd be pretty fun. But
yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty okay. And then I played Force Unleashed, which you're going to get soon.
Yep.
Which,
don't spoil it.
It's not a great game, but I don't think it's as bad as some people said it was.
Speaking of ridiculous Star Wars games, I got the new issue of Game Informer, and it had pictures of the Tor Knights of the Old Republic things, the Old Republic crap.
Oh, the old Republic,
the
MMORPG.
Game. Those lightsabers do look ridiculous. They look freaking ridiculous. They really do look like people are holding big gulps or like.
What?
Big gulps? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's like people holding, I don't know, they look gigantic. They're like people holding wacky noodles is like what the girth of these lightsabers are. They are
too
epic.
Heavy to carry. Ooh.
Yeah, really. It's just
I don't
so
think light
funny.
Is very heavy, though. It's
well, the grip itself.
Yeah,
I'm saying
exactly.
Would be heavy.
Yeah.
Like too heavy
you
to
know.
Swing.
I know you know.
I know.
Anyway.
God
sorry, Matt.
Sure, go on.
No,
it's a lot of girth.
Reminded me of that, the Star Wars. How good it is.
Yeah, the, I don't know. Force Unleashed, it's, you know, it's good graphics, good control. The story I don't care about at all.
What?
It's too quick and it's just something that's not in depth. I mean, it's like a six, 7 hour game that nobody would care about. But the combat's okay, but then it starts getting old. That you have some. Parts where like you can kill, you know, like an AT-ST or like a Rancor,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a God of War esque button. You hit a certain
QTE
button
thing.
And you kill it. It's
okay.
Not like you can kill it just by hitting it so many times, but it's much easier just to do it.
I don't think I like those sequences.
They're not that fun. I mean,
like kinda, just mash the button and watch your character do the moves automatically.
Mm-hmm. I never really cared. That's why I never got into God of War because I didn't really like that portion of the game.
That's easy to get around. I mean, it's not something that's. You know, people are like, oh, that's so cool. But it's like, no.
I think it is. I mean, it's pretty much how you kill every enemy in it.
In what?
God of War.
God of War. You can to get, like, more or like red orbs and health and stuff like that. It's kind of helpful, but you don't have to. But neither, unfortunately, you don't have to do that necessarily. It's just, I think you'll get maybe it's just a little faster. But go to a bunch of different locales, nothing really exciting. Some of the boss fights are just really simple. Like it was kind of cheap because like when an enemy was down, I could hit them, and as soon as they got up, I could sometimes knock them down right again and
did
just keep hitting
them. Did you go the Yahtzee route and stop using your lightsaber and just use force lightning?
You can only do that for so long because your force lightning's so weak, and then the force push doesn't necessarily hurt everyone. But
well,
I use force push and lightning a lot though.
If your midichlorians were so insignificant.
Sorry, but using your force powers is really fun. Like lifting somebody up in the air and throwing them 200 feet and seeing them just, you know, crumple. I mean, that's a lot of fun using force powers.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
I remember there's a lot of talk about how different textures, different materials would react differently with people with different forces hitting them. Like I remember watching this video where they throw like a bowling ball into a sheet of plywood and it would crack, like how plywood would really crack versus like compressed wood or cement or something, and they would all.
With
the
like,
physics of the game was supposed to really looked
like
really cool. In
throwing
the
an enemy or just throwing random items.
Anything.
I didn't think the physics.
Or like
accurate.
How the stormtroopers when they're falling off ledges, they'll like grab onto the ledges and grab onto other stormtroopers and you know do like barrel a monkey chain of.
I did not notice that because I was too busy killing other people.
God, Matt.
I mean, the only
Savage.
Thing it really has to me, it has had ragdoll physics, which is always funny. But other than that, I don't think the physics were anything great. But yeah, it's an okay game. You should just know, rent it. Of course, don't buy it, which people did. I don't know why you would buy that game, but
because Star Wars is so good.
I want to see a Chewbacca sim.
Sim? Just like a date, like Sim. Yeah. Sim Chewbacca.
Yeah. That'd be great. It'd be
Watch the Star Wars special. Oh, Christmas special.
Star Wars Battlefront. You kind of do it. That was a really good game.
It was okay. I never played online, though. I played with some friends, which is fun.
Yeah, I played multiplayer, and it was really fun. And you could be like Chewbacca-type characters. Wookiee characters. Uh-huh.
No, I just want like a Chewbacca sim. Like you get your little Millennium Falcon, and you can decorate it.
Oh, and they do have two different engines.
Get your fur cut.
Yeah, I have heard.
Which is kind of lame. They're nothing that great. But
does it really tie the third movie to the fourth movie? That's as
no.
It was supposed
there's
to be.
Like so much that's going on. It's like I can't believe this is happening. I don't know. It's like that one happened, or why is he doing that, or how is that possible? Or, I don't know. This story is insignificant. It's just using your force powers to kill enemies is the main appeal of that game.
Okay.
And then I've been playing your favorite game, Griff, Devil May Cry 4.
Oh, right. I don't like that game very much.
Really?
I don't hate it.
Right now, I'm about halfway through it, but I think you can play it again as Dante, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't really matter to me. They all look the same.
That's true.
But, it's just like all the other... Well, it's a little different since you have, like, that...
Devil Bringer.
You have that devil arm. You can, like, grab things
it's
and
called
bring
the Devil
you.
Bringer, Matt.
I don't care. But that kind of makes the game a little too easy, actually.
That's what I said. I thought it was too
easy. It does make it, but then as you go a little further, like some of the enemies will just block it and you can't do anything about that.
That's true, yeah.
Like, and it's useful on bosses, but you have to hit it at the right moment after you like stun them or something like that.
There's the boss, when you like pick up those flying swordfish things and you throw them with the arm. I thought that was kind of cool.
At first I had a lot of difficulty with that, but then I played it a second time, it was so easy.
Well, the first time I did, I did it in one shot, and I was like, oh, this is actually really cool and unique gameplay. And then afterwards, I was like, well, there goes that. Never see that again.
Yeah, but, I don't know, I kind of miss not playing as Dante because he has different fighting styles, which is really useful, and it kind of changes it up a bit, whereas just Nero, you just buy some abilities and... I don't know. I actually don't enjoy this one as much as like the third one.
Really?
But maybe it'll change after I beat it or something. But
the game was so good in retrospect.
Hopefully, I don't know. I'm kind of stuck right now, and the problem with it is you have to keep replaying some of the levels to get like more items and abilities and orbs and stuff like that.
Really?
It as you get further on, it does help. Huh. Otherwise, you're just going to make the game more difficult than it has to be. But, it's kind of seems like it's already too long. But
so, wait, weren't we just saying this game's too easy? And now you're saying you have to go back and...
Well, that's what kind of makes it too easy. You can overpower your character.
Oh, okay.
And...
So you don't have to.
The bosses are actually getting easier, I think. Like, that first boss I fought is a lot harder than later ones.
Really?
Yeah.
The gigantic burning
thing,
centaur?
Yeah. I can beat him without using a health item or dying, but like some of the other ones are just as easy, if not easier. But that's kind of weird.
He's like every boss has that same thing where you just like grab it with the arm and it takes off half their health.
Some it only takes off like a tiny bar, not even.
Well, Centaur you can pretty much kill with the arm, and then if you rip the fish frog things, little lures off his face, it would almost kill him there.
I never did that. But
amateur.
I don't know, maybe you'll have to fight them all in a row like you did in the third one, which will be kind of annoying. But I don't know if I'll be able to beat it. I'll probably have to rent it again. And then maybe I won't even play it again through with Dante if you're able to do that, because I don't know, the game would just lose its charm probably. Mm.
Wouldn't you play as Dante in the end? That's what I heard.
I'm not sure.
That's the only reason I picked it up. Because they said there's this really sweet mechanic that is employed where you get this special weapon as Dante. And based on how many combos and things you do with the weapon, it'll change with each attack. And there's like 90 some odd forms of this weapon. So I just wanted to see that and experience it because it sounded awesome.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure you can play through the entire game as Dante, though I don't know if the story will change or
Well, I know in the end of the game you do that with some sweet briefcase-y type weapon.
I don't know, but I'll have to wait and see, and I may not beat it a second time. It's just kind of a game I only beat once and kind of done with it. So we'll move on, because Keys looks like he's about to die.
Is there anything else you played, or is that it?
No Fallout, actually. No. I've just been renting games and just did the download. Oh, I did play Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Did you?
You mean Butt Pirating to the End of the World?
Dude, that game looks fun. Butt Pirating, not Nuts and Bolts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just been so long since I've played one, or it's just that it's a demo. I just don't care, but it seemed okay. Nothing that great. I got like...
It's $40.
Only 40?
Yep.
I'd probably wait, but I don't know. Maybe I just have to play more of it. I don't know. There was a bunch of tutorials I didn't care about. I was like skipping it, and you can make your own vehicles, which I don't care about.
That's kind of what the game's all about.
I mostly just care about getting puzzle pieces, you know, like Mario, like the original. Yeah, I don't care about making a vehicle and riding around pointlessly.
You just like collecting nonsensical virtual items that amount to nothing.
No, advances the game.
Now, children.
Okay.
Vehicle, there's no point. I don't know. The originals did it just fine without vehicles. I don't know. This one seems weird.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know. I just really don't care for it.
Okay. Fair enough.
And the text is really small, as people have said. Mm. It's like annoying. But you really don't have to read anything in that game. So.
Okay.
Have you guys noticed that our what you've been playing segments are getting longer and longer?
Yeah. We're at about
an hour.
Shankies.
Well,
whatever.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I can talk about WoW all day.
Right on.
Bruh. I've been playing this game. Go.
Break time.
Break. Playing this game.
Bye bye.
Break time.
Wait, news, right? Yeah. All right.
How about we're back?
There you go.
Yeah, we're back.
All right. Since no one cares about news anymore, I'll read the stuff that's coming out for this week.
Why don't I get to?
Because there's nothing really exciting. Do you want to?
I bet I could find it. No, go
ahead. Find some terrible shit in there.
Well, the thing is, I haven't even looked up any of the terrible stuff to see if like it really is terrible or not.
Wasn't on Kotaku there was like a redneck jamboree for Wii?
No doubt. I'm sure it's redneck like jamboree
I want
too.
To play.
You know, barnyard hoedown or something like that. So should we actually like pretend we are in the time paradox and like say for this week for Monday?
Well, now you kind of ruined it because you said time paradox.
Well, we've already like done this before too. So
yeah, you yelled at me. I remember.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Fuck it.
Do what you want, Griff.
All right. Coming for the week of November 23rd, which is next week now. But
the
soon
week,
to be this week you're
this
listening
week when
to
you're
it.
Listening to it.
You vast populace of listeners.
Oh,
you're
so dumb.
Shut up. So, Banjo-Kazooie, the original, will be released on the 360. Some people like that game. Not Matt,
good.
Though.
The original's good.
Matt hates fun.
I hate nuts and bolts.
Matt only enjoys games that make you squint in pain. And
squint in pain?
I couldn't think of anything clever, so I'm just going to stop.
Also coming out is Metal Gear Online, an expansion for it. I don't know if this is the expansion that kind of fell through or if it's actually a new one.
I wonder if people still play.
I hope so. Probably not. And finally, we've got Chrono Trigger for the DS.
Oh,
release.
Wait.
Is there like added content for that?
There is added content.
Compared
supposedly
to the
there's
PlayStation
another
version?
Dungeon or something like that. And
oh, like a Final Fantasy 4, 6 crap thing. I don't know.
Yeah. It also is supposed to be the best port
really?
Ever. Like, for, you know, it's done perfectly. So,
played the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, there's a different ending too. You can get another ending. That's kind of a big deal.
On top of the 10 already that you can get.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous.
Well, you know, people that's
I don't have
enough
endings.
Thing.
Need 11th one.
Mike, you might be interested in Imagine Gymnast. You have it.
Sean Johnson?
Wow. Right.
We know it's on your mind.
Like, I didn't say that.
Pretty sure that's illegal, man.
What the hell are you thinking of?
What?
There's not even like good names. There's not even good games to make fun of.
Where are my Hello Kitty games?
Cake Mania in the mix. Oh,
Cake
that's a
Mania?
Clever pun. Cake Mania in the mix. Get it?
Oh, because you mix cake.
Yeah, like a bat, like a batter. And there's another one here. Safecracker, the ultimate puzzle adventure.
Wow, that sounds like learn how maybe to pick locks.
It's
be it that.
No, you like inherit. You inherit like a fortune, and you have to go to the guy's, the billionaire's house. And he just so happens to be an avid safe collector. He hid his will in one of his many safes. So you progress through this game. It's got to be DS. It's got to be DS. Oh, it's Wii. There we go. Same thing. Yeah, you just you fiddle with the locks until
I think they'll come out with a peripheral.
There will
for that.
Eventually be a Wii or DS game that is you just like playing a Wii or DS game.
Yeah.
In the game,
it's just called like Waggle Master or something.
Yeah,
there was an the Onion topic. It said now you can play a game of a person playing World of Warcraft. So like your game is playing a regular person who's playing World of Warcraft. And I thought that was pretty fun.
You wouldn't know. Shut up.
You've never been to the world, man. It's a harsh.
I don't want to go there. I might never come back.
I don't want to go.
Maybe done for.
Too much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's,
there can be too
it's
much
pretty
fun.
Pathetic week in terms of releases. PlayStation Store, we couldn't find anything, any formal list. But I looked at it before I came here. And you can download some music, some of which comes from Linger in Shadows. You can get the song for Mirror's Edge for free. There's some more expansions for Dead Space, weapons packs. There's some Guitar Hero and Rock Band new songs, if I recall.
Oh, you missed...
Did I miss one? What did I miss?
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD. Which some people may get, but there was already a recent, I think, re-release of Street Fighter 2 that people already got.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
that's just
yeah,
one.
Some people will be interested,
some people
in,
be interested in that.
I'm sure more people are going to be interested in Street Fighter 4 coming out.
That'll be interesting, yeah.
I think, I don't know when the date is. Soon? I think it's 08, isn't it?
No, I think it's like first quarter of 09. I want to say February, March.
Wow. Awesome. Rock on. Yeah. Totally.
But
yeah, so keep playing those games that came out last week, I guess. Safecracker.
Safecracker. Can you pick the lock?
That's it for news, I guess. Unless anybody has something.
I don't have anything printed out.
Well, you suck then.
Fine, I won't talk about anything.
What were you going to say with your unsupported
it's unsupported. I just read it.
Well,
a basic thing on it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
It's just February of 09, exclusively to 360.
Sounds
they're just
dodgy.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can talk about something else, too. Sorry. Oh.
What?
No, no, go.
No, it's just the GTA 4 expansion where you're going to play as a gay, bike gang member, and it's going to be a significant, you know, download. It's not just going to be some tiny add-on like Mass Effect where it's like a mission. It's going to be a...
Stop clicking.
Quite large. I like to click.
It picks it up on the mic.
Fine, whatever. But that's coming out in February. And yeah, Nico Bellic will make a couple appearances when you're in the biker gang. But
oh, wait, so you're not Nico?
You're not Nico, no. You're
oh,
part
my
of
goodness.
Biker gang, yeah.
Are you?
That'd be weird if Nico Bellic was a biker gang. Kind of.
Be weird if Nico Bellic was anything.
Sure, why not?
So
you got something to say?
Yes, I do. Well, not about that.
No, I know.
I
you said you had
that.
Something.
Yeah, the NXC, the new Xbox. Wait, NXE, new Xbox experience.
I don't care. I'm not getting it.
I got it. I made an amazing avatar/me. It's pretty sweet.
Pretty god awful.
It's probably the worst thing I could come up with. I'm wearing like spandex pants and like a riding jacket for like my horse, and then I have zombie face paint and a pompadour. And fingerless gloves. And I just like, I like going.
So
and
you.
What, exactly. Whoa, yep, that's me.
You always got a great picture of Griff. He just described himself to a T.
Yeah, and a mustache.
Mustache?
Mm-hmm. What kind of a mustache?
A good mustache?
Like a really paper thin? Like
a no,
really,
like a solid, like a manly mustache.
Porno mustache?
Yes. Okay. Yes, a very solid manly mustache. Dash. Yeah. Huh. But I like looking at, with the exception of Phil, all of my friends on Xbox have all made their own avatars, and they actually all look somewhat like their real live personas. It's really funny.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get it.
So what would mine be?
I don't know. You would
tell me.
Look like you. Have like a polo and aviators.
Stereotypical gamer.
Oh.
Wow, Matt. Jeez.
Well, with the mic and everything, what's with the hate? You know.
What's with the hate? Keep rolling those pant legs up.
I will.
Player.
Where's the...
Yes, I'm a player for doing
where's
that.
The plug, dude?
Got my FUBU on, you know, my boss and everything.
Okay. That's enough of that. It actually... Well, okay. The NXE actually looks really good. I think it looks great. I like the...
You like wide open spaces, right?
I do. I think that the... I didn't like the blades because they were too claustrophobic. And I like the Xbox experience, the new one, the new front end, because... things don't take up the entire screen. It's a little smaller. It's I like navigating through it a little easier.
Seemed like it added a whole lot, just like the Netflix thing. And
no, it didn't.
Like,
it didn't really
and just an
add
avatar.
Anything. It just
it's like okay.
Yeah, it just rearranged things, reorganized.
We'll just use it to watch Bond movie previews that one night.
That's true. We did. We did do that.
I was my brain to mush, so I had to leave. But.
Whatever. Okay. We'll be back with discussion.
God damn it.
You take away all my fun. Now I'm like, why are these assholes always laughing?
No, it is funny because editing has become more and more arduous because of the crap that goes down. Like it becomes more and more frustrating. It's just more work for me. Which I was thinking about.
Whatever.
Okay, I'll talk about this later. We're back with discussion, and we're going to talk about voice acting. Matt's going to giggle. I guess.
Yes,
or
I'm going to giggle.
Seize up.
Well, my pants some more, you know.
So yeah. The discussion, yes, let me see those thighs. The discussion for this week is, what are you doing, Mike?
Someone's high or something.
Oh my God, this is incredible. The discussion for this week is going to be, do you have a favorite or most memorable voice actor, actress, or... game where it had see that's not that funny that's, you lost it try again is there a voice actor or actress who is particularly memorable or a favorite game or someone you really think does a good job as a voice actor or actress? That's my pen, actually. Don't put it in your nose. Would you like to go first or shall I go first? Since I have a lot to get through.
You can go first.
Okay. Well, the reason I bring this topic up was because of Valkyria Chronicles and how all the tons of extra characters in the game have really good voice actors behind them. Unfortunately, I can't find the list of the people who are in that game, and I'm sure there'll be tons, but the people who I recognized were Quentin Finn, Steve Blum, and... aside from those two, there was somebody else too, another famous guy, but I'm drawing a blank who it was. I'm sure Phil Lamar is in it. It's like everybody's in that game. So I pulled up some of the people who I really like. Quentin Finn was most famously did Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Little punk.
Yeah, and he's got a really a unique voice. He can do really gruff and then really annoying at the same time.
Yeah.
And I've got the list of his stuff here. So Metal Gear Solid 4 is kind of a big one. And did some anime work. He was in Final Fantasy X-2.
Yeah, best game ever.
It was actually, he did a lot more of cartoon and anime stuff, it looks like, and not a lot of games. He's actually shows up in quite a few like background voices in RTS games, I noticed. Another one that I really liked and I noticed was in there, but I forget the name of the character he was, but Steve Blum, who most famously comes from the American dub of Cowboy Bebop. He is the Spike Spiegel character. He's got a really fantastic, gravelly voice. He's in Valkyria Chronicles. He is in Bionic Commando Rearmed. He plays, what's his name? Super Joe. He does the voice of Super Joe. Sure nobody cares about. He was in Ninja Gaiden 2, but I don't think I've gotten that far. Looks like the stuff that's credited, I've got like 16 pages here of stuff just that Steve Blum has done. He was in Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, Tom Clancy Games, Halo 3, Uncharted. Dirge of Cerberus. He played Vincent Valentine. He was in Killer 7, played a bunch of characters in that. He was in Psychonauts and did the voice of the G-Men and the Lungfish Zealot, some of my favorite characters. Yeah, but I mean, there's just endless pages here, and a lot of his stuff comes from anime as well. He has a very unique, very distinct voice. And then I've got Cam Clark is another one of my favorites. He did famously the voice of Liquid Snake in Metal Gear Solid. He's got this kind of high-pitched, kind of whiny, nerdy voice. Cam Clark does.
Really?
Yeah. Sure. He was in Mass Effect. He does the voice of the Blood Elf male in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, that would make
Don't
sense.
You fucking love that game?
What game? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Cats,
what's Blood Elf?
Cats Pets Adventures
Island. Oh, Cats Pets Adventures Island is the best game ever.
I know. Yeah, Cam Clark was in that.
Oh, cool.
Killer 7, he was in that. What I distinctly remember him from was the Ninja Turtles television show, the cartoon. He was Leonardo in that. Kind of. Yeah.
Leonardo's a pussy.
Yep. But yeah, I enjoy his voice quite a bit too. He does a good job. And then David Hayter, of course.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much anybody who's in Metal Gear is solid. Great voice actor.
Did he do anything else besides Snake?
Not really. He's done a couple things.
Like voice acting wise, I don't think he's done anything.
He's done a few, if I recall. I remember I should have printed his out, but he's actually done like a real movie too. And he's a screenwriter.
Yeah,
first and foremost.
He's a screenwriter, yeah, and he's done like a couple movies. So.
Mm-hmm.
He's like an extra.
And then I think we'll go around with the people, and then since you don't like, you'll talk about your people that you like. And
my
Matt,
person.
Yeah, and you don't have anybody, so if you want to talk about games, then we'll come back around to me, and I'll talk about the games that I think have great voice acting. You look so excited.
I am.
Okay.
Actually, this is a guy that I actually first found out about on Mad TV, and he's in a ton of stuff. Games, movie shows, animated movies all over. It's Phil LaMarr. The thing I really like about him is the wide range of voices that he can do.
That's true.
I mean, just to hit off the game, this is the games he's been in, going from his most recent Mercenaries 2, Metal Gear Solid 4, he is Vamp. He's in Speed Racer video game, Condemned 2, and then get more into some ones people might be more familiar with. He's in Final Fantasy Tactics. He plays the voice of Ramza.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man 3 and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He just kind of does additional background voices. He was Redis in Final Fantasy 12.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You were carting him around quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's an optional character thing.
Mm-hmm. Also in Mercenaries, Quake 4, Star Wars, Medal of Honor, Pacific Assault. I mean, he's obviously been in a lot of stuff. Metal Gear Solid 2, obviously.
He's very highly respected, too, as a voice actor.
He does a very good job. And that's something I've always, like, appreciated. That and his, you know.
The thing is about Phil Lamar, he doesn't have a distinct voice to me, so I don't recognize him.
Yeah.
It's always, I mean, I'll see him in the credits of a game,
exactly,
but I
that's
won't.
That's how I always see it. I was like, oh, that was him. That
yeah,
was...
it's always cool to see, like, oh, that was Phil Lamar. And unlike the guys that I listed, Cam Clark, Steve Blum, Quentin Finn, David Hayter, they all have really unique voices. But Phil Lamar has a very malleable voice that he's able to, you know, shift and change into whatever needs to be done, it seems.
Yeah, that's why I really like him. And that's a lot of some of my favorite games that have good voice acting involve him. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only one I had.
So, Matt.
So, what?
What game
do
you
games.
Like? Oh, games. It has good, solid voice acting.
Well, I didn't really think of... There's probably a lot, but I really couldn't think of too many. But I'll just give a basic one. It's like the GTA series. It's usually pretty good with voice acting. I mean, like Vice City had like Ray Liotta as the main character where... Yeah, Ray Liotta actually did Tommy Vercetti.
I didn't even remember your character talking.
He does. He talks a lot.
Yeah, he talks a lot.
In the third one, your character doesn't talk at all.
Ray Liotta is...
Vice City.
From Everybody Loves Raymond?
No. He's from, like, Goodfellas, and he's from... oh, God. He's from...
Yeah, your character talks all the time in Vice City.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a really respected actor.
Did you talk in 3?
No.
No.
Okay.
He's a mute character, like...
Like,
you know,
like Link?
Yeah. Link and Cloud.
I'm too
and cool then, like, San Andreas, it was pretty good. I don't remember who the main character's voice actor was.
Chris Rock.
No,
you racist.
You racist piece of shit. But you had, like, Chris Penn and Samuel Jackson in there.
Yeah, Jackson was the cop.
Yeah.
Okay.
His partner was Chris Penn, which is Sean Penn's brother. But that was pretty good. And then in this recent one, no one really noticeable, but, like, it was still good voice acting. Because, like... And that really helped because GTA 4 is a little more serious. It wasn't as like zany or kind of over the top. They were trying to be serious with the story, and the voice acting really helps with that and everything. So, yeah.
I actually don't really like it when mainstream actors do voice acting work.
Oh, really?
I don't really because I think it takes away from the voice actors who I think do better jobs, who just purely do voices. And I think then you lose the character that it's trying to be portrayed. You then get like... Say Tom Cruise voices somebody in a video game. You're like, oh, that's Tom Cruise doing the voice. Not, this is like a unique character. Like, let's say Nathan Drake was voiced by Tom Cruise. You're like, oh, cool. It's a Tom Cruise video game. It's not.
Yeah, I can see where I kind of agree with that at some point. But other times, I don't know. It depends who it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I noticed it right away when I played San Andreas that was Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I just kept thinking of movies he was in. I kept thinking of Pulp Fiction.
You have the, like, View Terrace now where he's actually a cop.
Well, I think in a game, if it made allusions to things like that, or if it's like, you know, you run into a Samuel L. Jackson type character voiced by Samuel L. Jackson who's, like, doing things that Samuel Jackson, he's like, I gotta catch a plane or something, you know? And then he makes like a joke about snakes or something. That'd be really funny. But if the game is just like, let's put this, slap this person's name on the box because American people love that.
They didn't slap their names on the box, though. I mean, they didn't advertise that at all. It's just like, oh, he's just a voice actor here. Oh, big deal. But I thought they did a really well, very good job on it. So,
Games that I think had really outstanding voice acting was, first of all, the Warcraft and Starcraft series.
Yes.
The RTS games.
They do.
They do. Because I was never really good at the games. I only really like to play them to just play through the story and then listen to all the funny little dialogues that all the characters had. I don't remember any specific voice actors or actresses, but I just love...
More work?
Yeah, I just love that stuff from the games.
Warcraft had the most. It's like if you kept...
Wow, Jesus, Matt. Okay, we don't need to, like, you know, whip it out and compare, right?
Okay. I was just saying, like, if you click the character, they had like 20 different things they would say, where StarCraft was like one or two.
No, StarCraft had quite a few.
Not as many as Warcraft.
Jesus
3.
Christ, man. It's
good
always
compare.
A competition with you.
It is a competition.
Well, I like StarCraft more.
It is good,
personally.
Though.
don't know. I recall those games specifically because of the voice acting in them. Also, Final Fantasy 12 had two fantastic voice actors.
Two, not I hated that main character.
Yeah. Well, me too. Van makes the game unplayable to me. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's his name, right?
Von Van. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm Captain Bosch.
Yeah. And Balthier was the guy. I don't know the name of the voice actor. And what was her name?
The bunny chick.
Yeah.
Vera. It starts with a V. I know.
But I remember we looked her up, too, and she's, like, been in nothing before.
Yeah.
She has such a distinct, unique
voice.
It's
so unique. It's very
cool.
It's
the strangest accent I've ever heard. It's, like, Celtic, but not. I don't know. It's really cool. So I like those two. And then probably the game, well, other than Metal Gear Solid, which had
phenomenal,
like groundbreaking voice acting for its time. You know, a PlayStation game, PlayStation, mind you. Just, you know, full voice acting, fantastic work across the board. Everybody in it was wonderful. But I think Psychonauts has really, really good voice acting, mainly because everything is voice acted. It's all spoken dialogue, and it's all really, really well written, really funny, great lines, really great memorable lines. Like when you're in the milkman level, there's so many funny little things that are just getting spoken around in the background or in the level when you're playing. Lungfishopolis is another hilarious level. Just, I don't know. The dialogue is another part of that game that just knocks it out of the park. So good. You should play it. Yes. You have a favorite game, Mike?
Yeah, I just enjoy awkward silences.
The game.
Games I am thinking of that I really enjoyed voice acting in. One was actually Suikoden 5. Even though it has some that kind of corny JRPG dialogue in it, the voice acting itself is really good, and I think they did a really good job. I think it really helps develop the characters, especially at the beginning of the game.
Okay.
Develop, like, you know, to tell you a little bit about more who the characters are and things like that. And I think it's really well done for the most part. I mean, it's not all entirely voice acted, but all the cutscenes are and things like that. And I think it's really well done in that game. And also, Fallout 3, I think, was extremely well done.
I totally agree with you.
We've touched on that in our long Fallout 3 discussions. But, you know, definitely a
drastic improvement from
Bethesda compared to Oblivion, where
Liam Neeson as Papa.
That was his name. I could not remember. Yeah. I recognized the voice, and I knew it was Qui-Gon Jinn or whatever he is from Star Wars.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Whatever.
Gosh.
Sorry, not a big Star Wars guy. I knew that's who it was. I could never remember his name, though. I knew that's who it was.
Yeah.
So very familiar voice. Yes, master. Whenever like, he would say something.
Yeah, and the thing I really liked about that too is he, unlike Patrick Stewart in Oblivion, he was in through the majority. Well, he's you run into the voice in a couple other situations. It's not just like, you know, dies immediately when you find him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I know you guys disagree with this, but I still think Final Fantasy X had good voice acting.
Oh yeah, no, I don't really agree. Yeah,
I mean, there are certain characters I really liked in that game. Particularly Oran, Jekt, and Lulu, I really enjoyed.
I really don't recall any of their voices in particular, except for Tidus being extremely irritating. And
but, I mean,
Jekt having a really gruff voice, but I can't actually recall any of the voices. I think actually Waka had a decent voice.
I thought Waka was really well done. I mean, he has the accent and things like that, but that's
but
part
I
of his character.
Yeah, I did like his goofy accent.
And things like that. And I liked the whole thing with, like, the Albect and Riku and, like, the different languages and how they would sound different. And Seymour, the main villain, I thought, even though he was a little over the top.
The most intimidating name for a villain ever.
Yeah. Even though he was a little over the top, I think it was still well done. Because, I mean, if you look at it, Tidus was way over the top because he's the main character and that's how it is in every, you know, Final Fantasy for the most part, with the exception of, like, 8
I'm Captain
and
Bosch.
9. And then, obviously, the villain has to be kind of over the top to match that.
Yeah.
And the other characters are just kind of along for the ride. And Yuna. Yuna was very good, too.
See, I just don't remember these voices of these characters distinctly. I can think of Waka's goofy accent, but I just don't remember anything being really outstanding.
Well, some of them, like, the voice acting didn't match, like, I know the
lip movement doesn't really match, but like sometimes their mouth would be closed and they'd still be talking, or like their mouth would open but they weren't talking or something. It was really off. Mm. It was pretty bad.
Mm. I guess I didn't really look at that.
I would have to say the opening song to Final Fantasy X-2.
Oh my god, no.
The J-pop remix thing with Yuna singing it.
You know what really is like frustrating for me about that game? Is that I played it. Why? And beat it.
You beat it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I really
you?
Want to beat it now.
I don't know. I did. Because I had played and beat 10 and did everything with 10. And
I just wanted to find
I wanted it to be like, it's just going to be like a continuation of 10. And I kept thinking like, oh, maybe I'll get other people in my party and get Titus back and get these other cool people that are in the game besides the three.
Pain wasn't cool?
Pain was the coolest one just because she didn't talk. And then Yuna and Riku were...
I don't know, Riku had Yuna. Like hot pants and guns. What? Oh, wait, yeah. Yuna had hot pants and guns.
All of them had hot pants and guns. You could make them all that's a gunner true, yeah. if you wanted to.
Like Charlie's Angels or something.
That's what it was.
I bought that game.
That was tempting.
Yeah. Those are my games. I feel like I'm leaving something out. Like something's sitting in the back of my mind, but I can't think of it.
I'm sure we'll think of stuff later that has really good voice acting.
That's what I was thinking of. Drake's Fortune.
See, I totally agree, too. And people bash it for saying it's really flat voice acting and flat characters. But I think I really like Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, it was done by, I don't even know who the guy was. Never heard him before. But the character reminded me of a young... the guy from Evil Dead.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell. It reminded me of a young Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, he
kind
of did.
Very goofy, charismatic, everyman, fun. And the voice acting reflected that, you know, when you get into situations and things, he's like, oh, poop, I'm in trouble now.
Speaking of Bruce Campbell, he's been in video games. I'm just not sure which ones.
Spider-Man, probably.
He would be a pretty... Maybe he might be a decent voice actor. I don't know. Maybe kind of funny.
Yeah.
Playing himself, probably. But
probably. So, I guess that's going to be it for the discussion this week. We're not going to do discussion part two.
Aw.
Well, I didn't think of one. And I don't know. Sometimes it just feels a little forced to talk about that stuff, too.
That's what
she said.
Eh. Maybe. It takes a lot of thinking behind that one.
Yeah.
Who thinking?
Anyway, thank you, Cheez-Its.
And Jimmy John's. Don't forget about that.
And Jimmy John's.
And me.
Yeah. We're not going to be here next week because we have Thanksgiving break. So try and get by, oh loyal fans, 1 week without ASP.
It's going to be like a month coming up.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Okay.
I'll be here in January.
I will, too.
I'll be here randomly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.